From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting frustration in the outgoing Obama administration over the pace of expansion of Israeli settlements boiled over Friday when the U.S. took the unusual step of allowing a resolution against Israel to pass in the U.N. Security Council. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territories.
One of our great concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemned settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
Israeli ambassador to the UN called the Friday resolution disgraceful. An Islamic State-linked video purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators are trying to determine if 24-year-old Anis Amri, who was fatally shot Friday by police at a Milan, Italy train station during a routine patrol stop, received help from a network of supporters. Western security officials increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating their countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives. This is VOA News.